Good morning. It is 6:33. I'm Tanya Ott, and you're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. There's a lot of unrest in the Jefferson County Commission these days. The commission fired its top attorney, then convinced a state Supreme Court justice to take the job, but then he promptly withdraws, and now an unrelated situation, two commissioners sparring over whether one of their chiefs of staff is abusive. Joining us to sort it all out is our local government referee, Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. John, you got your hands full on this one.
Yeah, I don't know about referee, but it's back to its old fun and games.
So what's going on? Let's start with the county attorney situation. Give us the background first.
Well, you know, Jeff Sewell, the highest paid county attorney in all the world, apparently. Mm-hmm. Was forced out a couple of weeks ago, really after another bit of a tiff with the county commission and a series of events. And ever since, Commission President David Carrington has really had his sights set high on a big-name replacement.
So he kind of got it, right? Alabama Supreme Court Justice Mike Bolin agrees to take the job, which in and of itself shocked a lot of people, I think.
It was a stunner. It was a stunner for me. The guy spent $1.3 million of other people's money to get reelected to the Alabama Supreme Court, the highest court in the state of Alabama, and all of a sudden he's going to come back to Jefferson County to work for the Jefferson County Commission, which doesn't seem like something that is a great decision.
What do you think Commission Chairman David Carrington did or said to convince him to initially say yes?
Well, I think he said, Jefferson County, your home county needs you. We'll pay you more than you're making now, although not that much more than you're making now. And you won't have to commute to Montgomery. You can help change the county. And of course, Justice Bolin used that mama called reference like Bear Bryant to say he was coming home. And as I've heard it said, mama, as it turned out, wasn't as appealing as could have been.
Well, not only did mama call to make him return home, but apparently his wife told him, no, you're not. I mean, and that was his explanation when he decided to pull himself out of it?
Yeah, his wife said it was a bad idea, and I guess he came to his senses at that point. But it was an odd sort of explanation, frankly.
What do you think was the real reason that he pulled out, you know, to accept one day and then unaccept just a short time later?
Well, and this is just personal for me. I think he realized, Mike Bolin's a good judge who made a name for himself as probate judge here, who's excellent in issues of wills and commitments and the things of probate court. And he's been a good Supreme Court justice. But the areas of concern for Jefferson County that include the bond deals and negotiations and a lot of those things are not really his area of expertise, and it's a difficult transition. And he may, frankly, although being a really good judge, may not be the right guy for that job.
So the county is obviously just a little bit embarrassed by this. Where does it go from here?
Well, it would be a good idea for them to focus less on a big name person to come in and somebody who really deals with these issues on a day-to-day basis. And I hope that, you know, it's not really a position you think of in the world where you want to make a splash or a mark. It's not Nick Saban. It's not a coach at Alabama. It's your lawyer. You want a good lawyer. That's bottom line.
Right. Well, another sign of a rift in county politics, Commission President Carrington wants action taken against Commissioner George Bowman's Chief of Staff, Horace Huntley. What does he say Huntley's done?
Well, he's been, confrontational and challenging and disrespectful and apparently accosting him at every turn verbally. And enough is enough, I guess Carrington has sort of said.
And, of course, Huntley says, no, I was just, you know, speaking my mind or whatever. I've interviewed Huntley a couple of times. You probably have a lot more experience with him. What kind of guy is he? Is this just a case of personalities clashing, or is there some fire behind that smoke?
Well, I mean, Horace is a passionate person. He's a he can be combative. He's an advocate for certain, and he could be confused. He could be considered by somebody like Carrington to be militant, I guess. And there's certainly some oil and water in those two styles. There's no doubt about it. But hard to imagine for me that he's in any way a danger or a threat other than intellectually to to David Carrington.
Now, Carrington says that Huntley has engaged in a series of confrontational actions. One example, last fall, Huntley published an opinion piece in your newspaper in which he wrote, and I'm quoting here, "Modern Jim Crow is afoot in Jefferson County. White Confederate Republican commissioners came into office declaring they would right-size government and get the county out of the business of health care." You know, a lot of people, if they wrote that way about their employer in a public publication, they might lose their jobs.
Yeah, but is David Carrington their employer? I mean, this is a man who works for a duly elected county commissioner.
Yeah.
Other than David Carrington. And David Carrington, while elected, just like everybody else, to the county commission and chosen by other commissioners to be president, is not king of Jefferson County. And, if you want to hold this fellow responsible for what he says or writes, what country are you in?
Freedom of speech.
Of course, I come from a biased part of that, but I'm in favor of that First Amendment.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
That was John Archibald, columnist at the Birmingham News and AL.com. You can read his columns on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and all the time at AL.com. He joins us each Thursday here on WBHM's Morning Edition.